Hello there, this is Robin Christofferson, and this is my very first ever podcast, so apologies if it's not very professionally done. For information, I'm using my beloved iRiver H340, which I got secondhand about a year ago, and I think it's really great. Obviously it's a bit like a brick, but a small brick, and it works really well with Rockbox on it. And I think the recordings that it does with its internal microphone are quite good, but probably not up to the standard of people that are, much more experienced in doing podcasts, so apologies for that. This podcast is basically going to be very short, and just to say hello and a couple of techie tips. So my name is Robin Christofferson, and if you want to contact me, it's robin.christofferson. That's spelled exactly like Christopher, then S-O-N, at ntlworld.com.
Is there
friendly Dr. Stroke? Yeah, he's friendly.
Oh, no.
So, someone's saying hello to my guide, Dog Tembi, who's running around. I'm in the park. In Warwick,
he's really
in the UK.
Friendly. We're going to stroke him.
So we get funny 5 minutes. So my guide dog Tembi, he's now five. He's a yellow lab cross retriever, and he's enormous. It's like a small horse, but apparently he's very handsome, and he has endearing tricks, like when he lies down he crosses his paws and that sort of thing. So he's usually a big hit. People always come up to us and say, "You're gorgeous," and they're never talking about me, they're always talking about the dog, but I don't mind. So I live in Warwick in the UK, smack in the middle. You can't get much more central, and I feel very fortunate because it's a lovely town, really, really nice, full of lovely parks, which I'm walking through one at the moment at the bottom of our street, and it's a big park with lots of trees, birds, and I think there are lots of rabbits here usually as well that Tembi tries to chase but doesn't manage to, and his legs are about 14 times as long as a rabbit's legs. But anyway, squirrels have got even shorter legs, and he doesn't manage to catch those either. So yes, that's me basically, and I work at IBM just down the street. I just toddle into work with Tembi, which is really nice, and I've got a lovely wife and two gorgeous children. So that's enough about me. Now, very quickly, about a couple of technical tips. Well, one tip and one recommendation. There is an annoying, or can be quite frustrating, feature of IE7 that I'm sure you're all aware of who use IE7, is that you've got some extra stuff at the top of the browser window, and you know, you often get landed in there rather than on the web page itself. You've got the favourites centre and your preferred search engine. I think you can turn that off, but I think it's on by default when you set up IE7, and it can sometimes take four or five different tabs to get down to the actual web page itself. So F6, I found, that's the usual keystroke for switching panes in Windows applications. If you press F6 a couple of times, then it takes you right back to the web page. It might take three presses if you've got your search engine window up there as well. So I find that really, really useful to get straight back down to the page. And once the focus is on the page, I think after you go to different pages, etc., after that it keeps you in the web page. So when you initially open the browser. So that's the tip. And then very quickly, to do with a recommendation for people that have got Talks Premium or are thinking about getting Talks Premium, perhaps upgrading. I've got an old Nokia phone, 6600, which I like a lot, and because of the way that it works with Talks, you actually need to be able to prove that your phone has completely died before they'll authorise it onto a new phone. So that's why I've still got my old 6600, but I think it's a great phone, and that'll die sooner or later, and I'll be able to get a new phone, slightly more up-to-date phone with podcasting software and that, well, podcatching software and that kind of thing, so that'll be nice. But so I've got 6600 with Talks Premium, And the reason why I went for premium is that I use Wayfinder. And I think Wayfinder is really, really good for people that are thinking about getting Wayfinder or Wayfinder access. I actually can't see that much difference between the two, really. I know that it offers you Wayfinder access, offers you data about crossings and that kind of thing. But I find that there isn't actually that much data on crossings, etc., to make it really, you know, you can really sort of appreciate the difference. And I just like the way Wayfinder works. It's all very accessible, and the lady talks to you, so you don't have to keep checking the screen manually yourself. And obviously it's cheaper, I think, the last time I looked anyway. And make sure that if you do have Wayfinder, that you carry on reading down the screen. I use JAWS, and I only sort of noticed by chance that below the resubscription link to buy another year at 99 euros or whatever it is over here, there is also a link to say, you know, buy a whole lifetime subscription. So if I hadn't carried on reading down, I wouldn't have noticed that new link. So it's really important to make sure that, you know, you don't keep on paying a yearly subscription when, if you've got Wayfinder, and I don't know if it's the same with Wayfinder Access, you can get a lifetime subscription and then you don't have to keep on paying that much cheaper. So I use Wayfinder a lot, much more than Wayfinder Access. And but I mean, you know, it's horses for courses, I'm sure. And I use that for when I'm doing, you know, going in a place that I don't know. Or if I want to do a big circular route, then, you know, I put in a couple of destinations around the route. And so I never need, you know, I never need to count how many roads I've done, or if I go wrong, you know, it just keeps me right. So that's really good. The one thing, though, with Wayfinder is that the itinerary screen, which is the one that lists all the different stages or steps in a, you know, legs of a journey, this street, then that street, it's got some images, unlabeled graphics at the beginning of each line, so as you arrow up and down through it, it doesn't announce those unless you label them, and you can't do that unless you've got Talks Premium. So I bought Talks Premium and I've labelled those, and so now it says turn right, turn left, keep left, all that sort of thing as you're arrowing through the itinerary screen as well, which is really useful when you're, you know, looking at ahead to see what's coming up. If you're in a car as well, that means that you can warn the person not only how long it is till the next leg, but also what that detail will be, whether it's a turn or a straight on or whatever. But what I wanted to tell you about was that in Talks Premium you get a number of free applications, and I hope it's still the case. It certainly was, you know, several months ago. And one of those applications, if you go to the Talks website, which is nuance.com/talks/premium.asp, then there's the list of applications there, and Mini GPS is one of them. And it's really good because it's just a very small application that allows you, it monitors which cell phone or mobile phone mast you're accessing at that time. And obviously that's sort of geography specific. As you move closer to one mast and then another, then it switches to that mast. And you can label those, and you can group masts together to get a bigger area, geographical area. And you can give them different names. So the one that's I log on to when I'm near home, I've just called home, and the one that I log on to when I'm near work is called work, etc. And then you can do lots of functions depending upon which mast, you know, which area you're in. So you can have it change profile. So when you go into work, you can have a certain background, you know, wallpaper and a certain ringtones, or you could have it set to silent or vibrate or whatever. And you can also, when you're going in or out of a cell or a group of cells, you can have it do an action like send someone a text. So if you're coming home, as soon as it detects that you've moved into the home area, you know, you can have it send someone a text to say you're on your way. Or you can have it, when you're coming into a cell, you can have it to set an alarm, for example. So when I'm on the train back from London and I'm getting close to Warwick, then I have it so that it gives me an alarm when I move into that area, which is better than setting a time alarm on trains, because believe me, they don't always go to time. So that's really good. You know that you're never going to be asleep through your stop, because it automatically gives you an alarm as I'm entering that cell. So there's loads of different things you can do, and that's free. With, I'm sure that you can buy it for about $10 or $15 or something from Logitech. I think it's the name of the website, logitech.com, I think it is. But if you've got Talks Premium, then you know it's free there already, along with four or five others that are all very accessible. Okay then, I hope you found this of my very first podcast useful, and you can contact me, robin.christofferson@ntlworld.com. Thanks, bye.